Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Well, this is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I am here with...
Ivan Van Norman with Outbreak Undead.
Yes, and he is not a zombie this time.
Nope, not
at least
this time.
It is Sunday at Gen Con, so I mean, we are kind of undead-ish.
That's about as close to a zombie as I can get, too.
So, yes.
4 days of gaming, 4 days of talking.
And you just told me you guys got, what, 3 copies of the book left?
Yeah, we actually...
Fantastic.
We were so surprised, because, we did bring less than last year, but the fact that we are selling out of everything that we brought with us at Gen Con is
sure.
Absolutely crazy.
And at Gen Con, you also had the annual this year, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the new thing you have
annual
this year.
Annual's a big deal because the free content that we give on the first Friday of every single month is all digital. So, you know, it's scattered all over the internet and it's 12 different PDFs. But the annual is like a, you know, compendium of all of the free content.
So people can have it in hard copy.
Yes. And it's all organized and pretty and, you know,
it's
a little easier.
Yeah, I mean, those people who've listened to our interview with you before and know about Outbreak Undead, it's got a great style to it.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
exactly.
And you kept that with that. And you guys have 3 new products that you are,
items.
Items, I should say. Yes.
Because they're different things. All
brain is not functioning
it's
for some words. So,
actually, and one of them's already online now. It's Whiteout.
Right.
It's our one-off campaign that takes place in the Arctic.
Yep.
It's very inspired by The Thing. There's a lot of crazy stuff in there. You play as a research team. And also, next month we have Wild Kingdom, which is a bestiary, expanded bestiary that we're putting out that also has a extended rules for wilderness survival.
Sure.
So, you know, because most people associate, urban relationships when they talk about zombie survival. But,
right.
You know, and that's what the book explores, but really we're exploring the wilderness survival more with that expansion.
Sure.
And then we have a space module coming out in quarter one of 2012 called Deep Space.
That looks fantastic.
Yeah,
that's the one I saw that got me real excited.
Oh,
so.
I mean, it's no longer really zombies. It's more zombie organisms.
Well, you know, you got to scratch that itch sometime.
Yeah.
You know?
And trust me, zombies in space. Like,
I'm for it.
With plasma rifles and everything
I
else.
I fully approve of this idea of zombies in space.
Almost as good as Muppets in space.
Muppet zombies.
Muppets
in space.
Does that mean that there's, like, a little hand controlling them?
I don't know.
That'd be weird.
That's what's really
well, there's
about.
Your fourth supplement then, so.
There's a, so the cool thing about Deep Space is there's an actual tech system in place that you can mix and match. You start with a chassis and you start applying things to the weapons, because there's like a chassis for weapons, chassis for armor, chassis for items, that type of thing.
Sure.
And you can expand the tech on it to have it do different things.
Sure.
And of course, the more technologically advanced it is, the more, hindrances it has. Like it needs a power source. It needs, it's more expensive. These type of things. So.
And with these upcoming, with this Deep Space especially, Wild Kingdom is more of a basic expansion type
basic
of thing for the core game, right?
Dead. Yeah.
Deep Space, is it going to be more of a standalone thing?
Well,
or?
It's a module.
Okay, it's a module,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a module in every sense of it. It still uses the Outbreak Undead system, but it has some new concepts thrown into it that make it so that you can apply the system to space a lot more accurately.
Right, and it keeps that sort of generic...
resources are still the same.
Right.
The counters are still the same. The stuff that people are familiar with now, and really the major differences is stuff like the tech system.
Uh-huh.
We're doing health a little bit differently.
Okay.
And how some of the damage as it relates to zombie organisms is a little bit different. But most of it's like a lot of the horror traits that are inside of Deep Space, you can directly apply to Outbreak Undead as well, too.
Right.
You know. So it is a module in every sense of the word.
Cool, cool. So, I mean, it's not shoehorning you into a system, or into, not a system, a setting, I should
yes.
say. As you kept that with the core book, is you can do whatever you need to. You know, so you want to run it in the Old West, run it in the Old West. You want to run it in modern
that's
day, go for it.
It's kind of our thing. We don't tell you what to do. We just give you the
tools
to
right.
do what you want to do. You know?
Excellent. And this is an additional toolbox to use
yes,
for that.
Yes, an additional toolbox on the toolbox.
Yes. it's an addendum to the toolbox.
Exactly.
It's an addition.
Yep.
And so you've got Whiteout, you got Wild Kingdom, you got Deep Space coming out, and you're obviously doing fantastically with Outbreak Undead. Since we talked last, you guys have secured distribution.
Yeah, we're with Studio 2 now, which means your friendly local game stores
yep.
can order the books. You know, you can still buy it off our website, and we totally would love that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, support your local game stores, support Studio 2, order from them. And we actually, in a total blindsided, didn't even realize we were nominated kind of way, we got Judge's Spotlight from the Ennies this year.
Fantastic. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
You just scooped me right there.
It was one of those situations where we got an email inviting us to the, you know, to the cocktail reception, and we were like, well, everyone who submitted it probably got that email.
Sure.
You know, and so, you know, everyone's going to the cocktail party, sure. And then suddenly, Judge's Choice. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're in a good place with it, and it's hanging up in our booth. So.
Like I like to say, I mean, your Outbreak Undead is just one of those interesting books to have on my shelf. I'm sad I haven't had a chance to run it or play it yet. But it's in the queue. It's in the queue. if life should just stop happening just briefly. Perhaps there's another undead thing right there. Just become
there
undead and life stops. Hey,
maybe if you were the undead, you would actually run the game.
Maybe.
You know, but then
don't
have to kill you.
Don't give her any ideas, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You probably don't want that.
No. That would be bad. But obviously, Whiteout, all this great stuff. And you guys with Studio 2 Publishing.
Stuff. And we have more stuff coming, and we're going to be around. You'll see us next year.
And continuing the free content Fridays?
And always. You know, free content. You'll see next year's annual at Gen Con.
Sweet.
And, you know, we're going to keep it up as long as we're making books.
Excellent.
You know?
And speaking as a guy who's been in the gaming for 20 years, this is a product that really reminds me of what we used to see before D20 came out. So,
wow.
I mean,
thank you. Yeah, it actually means a lot.
Stuff.
So,
yeah.
You know.
And you guys knock it out of the park with art and design, and that's really half the battle. The other half is either knowing or red lasers and blue lasers or something. You know,
knowing is the other half of the power.
Yes.
So.
Knowing is one half. Layout is the other half, and there you go.
Well, cool, Ethan. Thanks so much for hanging out.
No problem. And you guys can, obviously, if your friendly local game store doesn't have these fine, wonderful products, they can get them from Studio 2 Publishing.
Studio 2 and OutbreakUndead.com.
OutbreakUndead.com.
Whiteout is available on DriveThruRPG, as well as Studio 2 site.
Sure, and also the core book is available as a PDF as well.
As a PDF as well on DriveThru.
Definitely get that.
And it's up to Gold Seller.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks. You need to work on that immediately.
Yeah, work on it. Come on.
And September, obviously, Wild Kingdom will be coming out. Is that just coming out? These are all coming out in print at some point.
Well,
okay,
not Whiteout.
So.
Whiteout's a digital exclusive.
Whiteout's only on... Okay, only on...
On DriveThru.
PDF.
But you'll see Wild Kingdom and Deep Space. They will be coming to the stores.
Okay,
so
excellent. But also be in PDF as well.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much.
No worries, boss. Have a great rest of the con, whatever's left of it.
Yeah.
You know?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.